Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
You'll like this, Gator.
Yeah.
Boston College is hosting Notre Dame. I said BC goes into South Bend.
Oh, I got you because you screwed up this time.
Yep.
I do like that.
Yeah.
Makes me feel a lot better when you make a similar mistake that I've made.
Yeah.
And like right after, too. It's not like there's a whole lot of period that passed.
Yeah. Wednesday, you made your mistake. I done it on Friday. They're the same, man.
Although technically, Pistons are playing in Mexico City, too.
In LCA.
Yeah.
Thanks, joke.
Yeah.
Ready for the college football questions?
Sure.
All right. Gator. Michigan State fan wants to know if he should be excited about Spartan Ventures.
So this is what it is according to Pete Thamel. Michigan State's board approved today the initiation of Spartan Ventures following the lead of Clemson and others to form an independent company outside the athletic department with a focus on maximizing revenue. Spartan Ventures is a nonprofit, tax-exempt corporation being built for the new era of college athletics. Essentially, Michigan State will be moving many of its key commercial operations, expected to include media rights, ticket sales, Spartan Athletics Foundation, and NIL, to Spartan Ventures. Among the focuses will be revenue generation, NIL opportunities for athletes, and fundraising. So this sounds like it's great news for Michigan State because it has been a disaster trying to focus on which group has the NIL. There were like a couple different splinter groups and who's doing what. Now this seems like this is all getting very organized. This is something that Jay Bat, the athletic director, sounds like he is kind of spearheaded, and why one of the reasons he was brought in is to help generate that revenue that you absolutely need to compete in college
football. It's all under one roof, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which I think is great news.
Ken writes in, Michigan, what is the win total Michigan has to get to for Moore to not start 2026 on the hot seat? Well, a couple things here. One is, I mean, everybody's on the hot seat all the time in this version of college football. But I think it would take an absolute collapse or off-the-field stuff because there's so many freshmen playing now and the recruiting is so good. And they've got top running back in the country committed. They got two of the top tackles in their freshman class. They got perhaps the difference maker quarterback they've been looking for. Their best receivers are freshmen. It feels like the momentum is being built a little old school, more recruiting and less portal stuff. But I mean, I think that there's always pressure to win in Michigan, but I don't really see, it would take an utter collapse or off the field stuff for him to be in the eyes of the university on the hot seat, in the eyes of fans and sometimes boosters. Everybody's on the hot seat all the time now.
Right.
Next one, Bryce Underwood has talent and potential. This is from Raymond. Has talent and potential, but my opinion, the offense focuses too much on the running game and Underwood needs reps in order to grow as a passer. Well, you hope you get him in games like tomorrow. His best game was two games ago, Washington. where he probably should have been 24 or 25 for 27 if you take out the drop passes. He finished 21-27. I mean, he's coming along, but keep this in mind, Raymond. Once the game starts, you call your plays to win the game, not to develop a player. And if you're calling plays to prove a point or forcing things, you are a heavy favorite 11-0 and lose to a Michigan team that you're trying to prove how tough you are, which is, I think, what happened last year for Ohio State. I wanted to prove how tough they were and ran the ball right at Mason Graham and Kenneth Grant way too much and didn't throw to Jeremiah Smith enough. Mm-hmm. If you call plays for any other reason to win the game, you can get in trouble. So, yes, he needs to develop it, and they want to develop the passing game Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And if it's ready to go, Saturday, let's go.
Well, I think they got a nice little runway here before the Ohio State game where he's going to have some opportunities to work on that passing game in game day conditions.
Next up, Gator quarterback change. Would you make it tomorrow, and would you do it quickly?
I think that I would give the first half to Aiden Childs and see where he's at. I think I might even say openly that that the backup quarterback will have a chance to get some reps, just to clarify that going into the game, so that nobody's like, oh, you just gave up on Childs. But I think if Childs isn't performing after the first half, then you absolutely switch it up. And go to Alessio Milivojevic.
For me, for Michael, what... What has to happen for somebody to replace Samaj Morgan? Okay, the drop passes are part of it, and obviously that's something that you don't want to ever see. There's a couple things about Samaj you have to understand. You know the offsides play, the controversial one from last weekend's game?
Yeah.
That play, if you watch it, okay, Michigan has two freshmen on the right side of the offensive line, redshirt freshmen. They have a redshirt freshman running back and a true freshman quarterback. And the corner walked up to the line of scrimmage and comes in unabated to the quarterback. They don't shift the protection out. The running back blocks somebody else. The only person that saw it coming was Samaj Morgan. Samaj is pointing him out. You can see it on the replay, trying to warn the young people. It's more than just running routes and catching passes, which obviously is a big part of it. Another play, and Samaj, I don't believe he was on the field for this, but the receivers that they're trying to integrate in need to know the playbook, and it's going to take time and experience because they can run the wrong routes. And that, how do you run a wrong route? People wonder. Well, you look at a defense and you say, okay, what kind of coverage is this? Is it man? Is it zone? Where are the safeties playing? That determines what route you should be running. And some of the guys that are playing instead aren't always running the right correct route, which blows up a play. So, you know, I mean, I think I wouldn't be surprised we see some other things, and maybe some others get a chance, but there's more to it than just catching the football.
Yeah, know your playbook and know your assignments.
Yep. One more here. Does Michigan have a letdown against Purdue? I wonder if this is a gambling question.
Well, I think it's a legitimate question to ask. Yep. They have the emotional game against Michigan State, and, you know, the schedule is not very daunting leading up to Ohio State, and Purdue is not a good football team.
So you're always guarding against it, right? And, you know, the fact is it's hard to do because these are kids, and kids know what the records are, and Purdue's 2-6. It's interesting. I was down there yesterday and was told that they decided to play this week's game. The players decide the uniform combinations, and they called for the big game blues, the all-blue uniforms that they hold. The players love them, and they use them for big games. And so they opted to put on the big game blues tomorrow against Purdue to try and make sure they guard against it being a letdown. Now, does it help? Anything helps when you're trying to psychologically trick yourself into giving your same effort every week, because they aren't chess pieces. They are kids. And so that's one way they're trying to combat it, is they're going with the big game blues this week. There you go. We'll do it again next week. Get your questions in for Michigan, Michigan State fans. Always enjoy that. The Lions defensive coordinator is Kelvin Shepard. Had some interesting things to say this week. Like, how would you integrate a new player into the defense if you acquire him at the trade deadline? Hear what he had to say. Starting at 1:16 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Gator, Vegas. Vegas always seems to know. Lopsided NFL games by total at BetMGM. The most percentage of money placed on one team, actually two teams, have gotten 94% of the money. 94 is a lopsided.
That's with a spread, huh?
Yep. Colts -3.
Against Pittsburgh.
94% of the money is on the Colts -3 and Lions -8.5.
Well, that's jumped up. I think it's now 9.5.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well, as one would imagine, if 94% of the money was on the Lions -8.5, they need some money on Minnesota.
If that had changed, I got to see if it's still where it's at.
Well, it's on BetMGM, so I don't know if you're looking at BetMGM.
Just like ESPN.com right now. It opened at 8.5. Now it's at 9.5.
Gotcha. So just something to keep in mind there. So Calvin Shepard is the Lions defensive coordinator starting off. You know, we mentioned yesterday he has not been contacted by LSU. He definitely loves LSU if you listen to him talk yesterday, but he loves being a Detroit Lion assistant coach and all his time and effort is being put into that. He's given the LSU thing no thought, although he does pay attention to what happens on Saturdays. He was there when he made sure he pointed out that he was there when they hoisted a national championship trophy.
Oh.
And they've hoisted another one since.
Mm.
But at this point,
fired a coach.
He is. Yes, they have.
and
the athletic director. In the most predictable firing ever.
Who knew?
And now the Louisiana State governor may be hiring. If he's not directly hiring the next coach, he's hiring the people that will be hiring the next coach. He'll be putting together the committee.
During one of the breaks, Doug, I asked Gator, if Michigan State fires Jonathan Smith, who does he want Whitmer to appoint as the next head coach of the right? Michigan State Spartans?
Sounds like one of the college football questions. anyway, but he said, look, deep down, I'm a liger. I'm a lion and a tiger. And, you know, we both, after further thought, Calvin Shepard might be a great head coaching candidate. The resume probably isn't what they're looking for, a guy who's been a coordinator for
a minute.
Yeah. So that doesn't mean he can't be a great college coach.
No, and I would imagine the guy with his attitude is infectious. I think he'll make a great head coach someday, whether it's in the pros or with college.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't imagine LSU would make that leap right now. Now, if this were a couple years down the line, I could see that happening, but right now I don't. LSU is full of themselves,
mm-hmm.
and so I think they feel like they can land anybody, despite the fact that they're paying out, you know, $60-something million between firing the athletic director and the coach. Although I guess they're still trying to recoup some of that money from the coach, but we'll see how that works. But I mean, LSU still thinks that their stuff doesn't stink, so they probably have these high, lofty thought of we'll just get Lane Kiffin or Sarkisian or something like that.
Okay, so back to the current situation. Somebody asked him the question about Aiden Hutchinson playing 90% of the plays, and would you like to get him some rest? Like to maybe spell him a little bit, and here's what Lions defensive coordinator Calvin Shepard said.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So, I made the new Eggo protein waffles the other day for my kids, and they couldn't believe how good they tasted, or that they were packed with protein. They have the same great Eggo taste we all know and love, plus 20% of your daily protein. They seriously taste amazing! Whether it's part of your breakfast before school or a quick bite before practice, new Eggo protein waffles and pancakes are an easy way to keep everyone happy. Head to your local grocery store to fuel your morning with Eggo protein waffles and pancakes, available at retailers nationwide.